Chapter 206, Merit of the Optional Doha Forenoon Prayer. 1139, Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu reported, "My Khalil, the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, directed me to fast 3 days of each month and to observe 2 rakah Doha optional prayer at forenoon and to perform the Witr prayer before going to bed." Al-Bukhari and Muslim. Commentary. 3 days can be any 3 days of a month, but it is better if one opts 13th, 14th, and 15th of every lunar month, because the Prophet, peace be upon him, used to observe fasting on these days. This hadith also highlights the importance of Doha and Witr prayer and proves the merit of giving counsel, persuasion, and inducement for virtuous deeds. 1140. Abu Dhar radiallahu anhu reported, "The Prophet, peace be upon him, said, 'In the morning, charity is due on every joint bone of the body of every one of you. Every utterance of Allah's glorification, i.e. saying Subhanallah, is an act of charity. And every utterance of His praise, i.e. saying Alhamdulillah, is an act of charity. And every utterance of declaration of His greatness, i.e. saying La ilaha illallah, is an act of charity. And enjoining ma'ruf, good, is an act of charity. And forbidding munkar, evil, is an act of charity. And 2 rakah Doha prayers, which one performs in the forenoon, is equal to all this in reward." Muslim. Commentary. Charity is due from every joint bone means that when a person gets up in the morning, it is obligatory for him to thank Allah for having every joint of his intact. Therefore, one must praise and glorify Allah. Since a single invocation of the words mentioned in this hadith is equivalent to one sadqah, one must say these words for 360 times, a number which equals the number of joints in a man's body. Moreover, to enjoin someone to do what is good and dissuade somebody from vice constitutes sadqah. However, if one performs 2 rakah of Doha prayer, it will serve for sadaqah for all the joints of the body. Thus, this hadith highlights the merits and importance of Doha prayer. We also learn from this hadith that sadaqah is not restricted to spending money alone, but also has a vast meaning and covers all forms of virtues mentioned here. 1141. Aisha radiallahu anha reported, "The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, used to perform 4 rakah of Doha prayer at the forenoon and would add to them whatever Allah wished." Muslim. Commentary. We learn from this hadith that the Prophet, peace be upon him, used to perform usually 4 rakah in Doha prayers, but sometimes he also performed more. In some of the ahadith, their number varies from 2 to 8. One is therefore free to perform 2, 4, or 8 rakah according to his convenience. 1142. Umm Hani radiallahu anha, daughter of Abu Talib, reported, "I went to the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, on the day of the conquest of Makkah. He was taking a bath at that time. When he finished the bath, he performed 8 rakah of optional prayers. This was during the Doha forenoon." Al-Bukhari and Muslim. Commentary. This hadith holds that Doha prayer consists of 8 rakah. Another hadith elaborates that the Prophet, peace be upon him, performed these rakah in 4 couplets. What is the time of Doha prayer? Is Doha prayer and Ishraq prayer one and the same? There is a difference of opinion on these issues. Some people think that Doha and Ishraq are 2 different names for one and the same prayer, and this is performed soon after sunrise. While others think that the earliest time of Doha prayer is soon after sunrise and the last is a little before the sun begins to decline. The one performed in the early hours is called Ishraq prayer, while the one performed in the late hours is called Doha prayer. Some people say that the 2 rakah performed at the time when the sun is at a height of a lance in the sky is Ishraq, and the one comprising 4 rakah performed when the sun covers 1/4 of the sky is Doha. For more details, see Miratul Mafati, a commentary on Miskat al-Masabi, chapter Doha prayer. The majority of Muslim scholars consider this prayer as mustahib, desirable.